Hi everyone, today's meditation is going to be on organs, the internal organs in our body and how they function. And I wanted to start off by giving this beautiful, helpful hint from heaven that everything and anything, literally, that goes wrong in our organs or our functionality of our organs or our systems or our body, we actually create that. So we manifest this. And I got to see this very, very clearly and deeply across the veil or in heaven. And I just want to assure everyone that what this meditation will do is a practice, is basically how to alleviate any of the vibrations that we're holding on to that help us to create some of the unpleasant or unwanted or even fatal problems that exist within our systems, our bodies, our earth plane self. So, and that is when we work on it in the metaphysical, then it becomes physical, if that makes any sense. So we're going to do our deep breathing in through the nose, deep into the tummy, out through the mouth until all your worry leaves your tongue. You're going to relax and release into it now. Good. Closing your eyes and imagining and creating your meditation, the sacred space. You're honoring it with quietude. You're practicing it every day. You're choosing it. You're choosing you and your beautiful connection, whatever it looks like. So you're just going to picture yourself sitting in the sand, actually, overlooking the ocean with a white ball of light above the head. You're going to breathe it in 3, 2, 1. Deep breath in now. Good. In through the top of the head, down the eyes, down the nose, down the throat, and deep into the heart center now. Good. And I want you to just really relax and release into it. And today we're going to pull in the green healing energy, or as I like to call him, Archangel Raphael. And Raphael is going to gently help us go from left brain into right brain. So this release of the chatter, of the analyzing, of the logic, we want to go into right brain so that we can create. Because as we now know in science, we actually are multidimensional. So we want to go to other dimensions, and we can't do it in left brain. We experience it very deeply in right brain, though. So that's why we're gently being guided. And the next thing we need to do is move our ego selves so we're not tripping over ourselves. So now we want to ask Raphael to place his hand on our heart so that we can really beautifully find the number of ego selves that are there and in our way. We just want to feel the number. It doesn't matter if it's a really high number. It's all for, like, this egoic shield comes up sometimes as protection for what we're seeing around us right now on the earth plane. So we just want to really relax and release into it and allow for ourselves to find the number. And you're going to ask Raphael to release that number of ego selves and all of these dense energies that exist in this number of ego cells. And as they are healed and lightened, he's going to gently place them back into our heart. Good. So you're going to take a deep breath and feel more peace and more balance. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to see if there's any entities, parasites, entities, dark energies, dark entities that we give permission in multiple ways to come in and cause havoc. We just want to stay as clear and as light as we possibly can so that we can be more aware and more conscious. So we're going to again ask Raphael to put his hand or the green energy on our heart, and we're going to feel the number that is there. And sometimes we take on dark energies from others as a gift because we can transform them like we're doing right now. So you're just going to feel the number that's there just really easily and gently and gracefully. And we're asking Raphael to now lift that number out, these dark energies away from our soul, out of our cube of consciousness, away from our hearts. We're canceling permissions they cannot enter back in to the force field of consciousness, sending them off into the sun. Good. And now you should really feel tingly and elevated. And now we're going to deeply concentrate on the organs and all of their functionality. And if there's something there that is being manifested that is not the perfect way of our body's functioning, we're creating this. So you're just going to feel the deepest block or the lowest energetic feeling that you're holding on to. You're going to get that in your heart now with Raphael's help. And when you're ready to release it, you're going to just imagine your hand going inside your heart and pulling out what that is. And it's going to come out in a symbol. And even if you don't understand it and it's from past life, as long as you can see it, you can transform it. So you're just going to feel and see and get this impression of what that is that's blocking you. And you're going to give it over to Raphael when you're ready. You're just giving it over. And he's actually going to just put it in the fire. And as it burns, you're going to feel the relief and the release of it, bringing you to a more peaceful, balanced state of being. And we want to get rid of any of the fear around our organs and how we're functioning, around disease, because we really don't need anything other than this connection to ourselves and to the other side. And we really don't need anything other than a healthy cube of consciousness in order to have peace and balance and harmony and mostly love. So now we're going to get rid of that fear by seeing green butterflies fly out of the heart center and up into the sky. Watch them all come out. There could be a lot of them, and that's okay. That's perfect. And allow for all the fear, the hesitation, the anxiety, the uncertainty to just leave your soul, your heart, your cube of consciousness now. And as you watch them all fly away and disappear into the clouds, you're just going to really enjoy this deep sense of peace. And to Raphael, we say, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to imagine ourselves now standing up in the sand, feeling our feet into the sand. And as we walk and go to knee deep into the water, we want to picture the roots growing out of the feet deep into the water as we feel the cold water against our legs. We're thanking Mother Nature for all the beauty and the essence. Good. And we're saying thank you, thank you, thank you.